At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Starting in December, people caught with small amounts of marijuana in Dallas won't be arrested. Instead, they'll get a court summons. Dallas County Commissioners today passed a cite and release program for people found with less than 4 ounces of pot. Commissioners voted 4-1 in favor. Supporters say the program allows police to focus on violent crimes. Commissioner John Wiley Price voted against the policy. The Dallas City Council approved a cite and release program earlier this year. In Texas, Harris County and Bexar County have adopted similar measures. If you Googled something today, you may have noticed the late Tejano superstar Selena featured on its homepage. The Google Doodle commemorates the anniversary of Selena's debut album with an animation of her life story. The project has a North Texas connection. It was a labor of love for Granbury native Perla Campos. She's a global marketing lead for Google Doodle. KERA's Christina Martinez talked with Campos on the phone this afternoon from Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California.
From what I understand, this was a project 2 years in the making. Walk us through that.
About 2 years ago, I was working at the Google Madrid office in Spain. I actually had met Ryan Germick, who's the team lead, while I was in Madrid. And he asked me, if you could do a doodle for anyone, who would it be? And I said, Selena, without hesitation. And he's like, oh, well, why is that? And I said, I've never seen myself on the Google homepage. And that's, I think, something so important for so many people, particularly in the U.S., where we have these pockets of minority communities with such rich histories. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to submit it. And so I did. The team accepted it.
You worked with Selena's family on this project. What was that like as a fan?
Oh, my God. Well, if I'm being completely honest, the first time we met them, I'm, like, in a room with Suzette, her father, Abraham. It's me and, like, the artist, Kevin Lawlin. And my 5-year-old Perla was just freaking out, and I couldn't believe what was happening. It was just this, like, out-of-body experience where to be there with her family talk and hearing from their mouths these stories of her and her life was just so powerful. It's not every day that you get a chance to honor your hero. And I have, and I'm so grateful for it, and I wanted to make sure that we did it right.
What was your earliest memory of Selena?
One of my earliest memories is sitting in the living room with my grandma and my mom, who both also loved her. Like, we definitely shared that love for her. And just, like, watching her on TV and my mom telling me to, like, you know, shake it like Selena. And she always would be like, las manos, mija, las manos, which means the hands, because if you notice, Selena is obviously a very expressive dancer, but she had this rolling of the hands that she would do when she would dance. And so when I look back on my childhood, some of my dearest memories are the moments when my family and I bonded over our love for her and how much she, like, meant to us as Latinos in the U.S.
How does it make you feel when, you know, this has been a 2-year project for you, a labor of love, and then seeing the reaction to this on social media?
I know how much people love Selena. I know how much us as Latinos, we love her. I never could have imagined it would reach that level. I think it's so meaningful, not only for people to just be like, oh, you know, Google homepage is lit, but also just people saying how much it means to them to see a Latina on the homepage, which is a big part of, like, why I wanted to do this so much, is so that people could see themselves and see our culture. And that means so much. But I think for me, honestly, like, the biggest, okay, this is a success, was just having my mom call me in tears. And I think at that moment, I was like, this is good.
You talk a lot about representation and how important it is for Latinos to see themselves represented. And I'm really curious about your experience as a Latina in the tech industry. You know, according to Google's latest diversity report, only 4% of employees are Latino. What's that like?
I mean, it's been, like, kind of a reoccurring thing my entire life. Like, I grew up in Granbury, which is predominantly white. And then, you know, I went to Stanford, which was also kind of the same situation. In a lot of rooms that I've been in my entire life, I always kind of wish, like, oh, I wish there were more of us in the room. And I can say with, like, 100% certainty and optimism that that's definitely going to happen. And with time, we'll persevere because, you know, si se puede.
Perla Campos is the global marketing lead for Google Doodle. Perla, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much. It was great talking.
Check out the doodle for yourself. We've posted a Google video showcasing Selena at kerenews.org. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away series looks at life on the financial edge. Today, why low-income working parents have such a tough time finding childcare. The nonprofit Children at Risk mapped zip codes in Texas with very limited access to certified childcare, areas known as childcare deserts. As Courtney Collins reports, the vast majority of low-income kids in Dallas County live in one.
toddler recess at Good Street Learning Center in South Dallas is an intense kind of fun. Shrieking as they dunk mini basketballs and pedal red trikes, these 2 and 3-year-olds keep their teachers laughing, and when they head home, they're happy. Mom Tamara James, for one, is grateful her little boy is so well cared for.
My child, he comes home saying he wants to go to his teacher's home because he's so comfortable with the teacher. So someone that you feel like you can trust with your kids.
And, James says, Good Street offers a solid curriculum, one that fits her budget.
It's affordable, and then on top of that, they do have a good learning center. So it's not only just like a daycare, it's a learning center, so they're actually learning.
Good Street costs between $56 and $90 a week per student, depending on the age of the child and whether parents need a full day of care. It also accepts subsidies, so some qualifying families pay even less. Charlotte Carlisle, managing director of Children at Risk in North Texas, says affordable quality child care before kindergarten is a game changer because
90% of the brain development occurs from the ages of 0 to 5.
And it's that sobering statistic that led Children at Risk to take a close look at early child care in Texas.
Because when you go and ask for money and you say there's this crisis and not having enough subsidized child care seats for working families, the first question they ask is where and how many?
Across Texas, 75% of low-income kids age 0 to 5 with working parents live in what's known as a child care desert, with very limited access to subsidized child care. In Dallas County, that jumps to nearly 90%.
And believe it or not, we have areas that have no registered child care centers in that zip code.
The most underserved areas in Dallas County are just south of Hutchins and just west of Duncanville. Carlisle says mapping these child care deserts didn't turn up a lot of surprises.
Where are the deserts? The lack of access to quality child care, where does that happen? It follows income because people can afford to pay for it the higher income they have.
Carlisle says low-income families who can't get a spot at a subsidized child care center usually turn to family members for help. And while relying on grandma or a trustworthy neighbor down the street is a safe arrangement, a child might miss out on the curriculum of more traditional daycare. She says a motivated friend or relative can provide that too, with a little effort. Think educational games, reading aloud, songs, even a daily schedule.
It's really more important that there's structure to the day and that your interactions with the kids value educational attainment and that the time is spent learning and showing off their learning. There's not a kid in the world who doesn't love to sing the ABC song to you when they learn it.
Four-year-old Shania certainly does.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Her dad, Vincent Dent, is pretty proud, too, and thrilled with his family's choice to send her to Good Street Learning Center.
We wanted her to, you know, just have an environment where she could thrive and continue to grow and interact with children her age.
A dream most parents have for their kids, no matter where they live. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Coming up tomorrow morning, Dallas is trying to become the home of Amazon's second headquarters. Back in 2001, North Texas almost won the headquarters of another Seattle-based giant contemplating a move, Boeing. Dallas lost to Chicago, but the story didn't end there. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports the defeat is part of the reason Dallas is in the running to land Amazon. Learn more tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. And for what's left in the day, sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It should be clear this evening with a low around 52. And tomorrow, sunny and slightly warmer with a high near 81. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.